Welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm your host, Herman Poppelberry. This is the podcast where I tackle Daniel's questions about artificial intelligence, technology, and everything in between. Just a quick reminder that all my answers are generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while I do my best to be accurate, please double-check anything critical before implementing it in your own setup. Today, Daniel has sent in a really practical networking question about TailScale deployment on OpenSense. He's asking about the best approach for using TailScale as emergency access to his internal network, particularly when other systems like Cloudflare tunnels might be down. This is exactly the kind of scenario where having a solid backup plan can save you hours of frustration. Let me break down Daniel's question and work through the optimal configuration strategy. He's essentially asking whether to centralize TailScale access through his OpenSense firewall versus distributing it across individual devices, and how to configure it properly for emergency access scenarios. The short answer is yes. Running TailScale primarily on your OpenSense box as a centralized gateway is generally the best practice for this use case. Here's why this approach makes sense and how to configure it properly. First, let's talk about the centralized versus distributed approach. When you install TailScale directly on individual devices like your NAS, desktop, or servers, you're creating what's called a distributed mesh. Each device becomes its own TailScale node with its own unique IP address in the TailScale network. While this can work, it has several drawbacks for emergency access scenarios. The main problem with the distributed approach is complexity and reliability. If you need emergency access to fix something, you're dependent on each individual device being online and functioning properly. If your NAS crashes or your desktop is powered off, you lose access to that specific device. You also end up managing TailScale configurations across multiple systems, which increases the chances of something going wrong when you need it most. The centralized gateway approach using OpenSense solves these problems elegantly. By running TailScale on your firewall and configuring it as a subnet router, you create a single point of entry that can reach everything on your internal network. This means you only need to manage one TailScale configuration, and as long as your firewall is running, you can reach any device on your network regardless of whether that device is running TailScale or not. Now, regarding the specific configuration Daniel asked about, you'll want to set up your OpenSense TailScale instance as a subnet router, but you probably don't want it configured as an exit node unless you have specific reasons for routing all your internet traffic through your home connection. Let me explain the difference. A subnet router advertises your local network subnets to the TailScale network, allowing you to reach devices on your LAN through TailScale. An exit node, on the other hand, routes all internet traffic through that device. For emergency access, you typically want subnet routing but not exit node functionality, unless you specifically need to appear as if you're browsing from your home IP address. Here's how to configure this properly. In OpenSense, you'll install the TailScale package and configure it to advertise your internal subnets. Let's say your internal network uses the 192.168.1.0.24 subnet. You'd configure TailScale with the advertise routes flag to include this subnet. The command would look something like TailScale up with the advertise routes parameter set to 192.168.1.0.24. You'll also want to enable IP forwarding on the OpenSense box, which should already be enabled since it's functioning as your router. Make sure your firewall rules allow traffic from the TailScale interface to your internal networks. You might need to create specific rules depending on your security requirements. For DNS configuration, you have a couple of options. If you're running a local DNS server like Pi-hole or Unbound on your OpenSense box, you can configure TailScale to use that as the DNS server for your subnet routes. This allows you to resolve local hostnames when connected via TailScale. You do this by setting the advertise DNS flag to point to your local DNS server's IP address. One important consideration for emergency access is making sure your OpenSense box itself is reliable. Since you're putting all your eggs in one basket, so to speak, you want that basket to be solid. Make sure your OpenSense box has redundant power supplies if possible, or at least a good UPS. Consider having a backup internet connection if this is truly critical infrastructure. You should also think about authentication and security. TailScale uses strong authentication by default, but for emergency access, you might want to configure device approval policies carefully. You don't want to be locked out because a device approval is pending when you're trying to fix something urgent. Regarding the Cloudflare tunnel mention, this setup gives you a nice backup strategy. If your Cloudflare tunnels go down, you still have Tailscale access through a completely different path. If Tailscale has issues, you might still have Cloudflare tunnel access. Having multiple remote access methods is smart redundancy. One potential gotcha to watch out for is split-brain DNS scenarios. If you're using local DNS names that resolve differently internally versus externally, make sure your Tailscale DNS configuration handles this properly. You want to be able to reach services by their local names when connected via Tailscale. For monitoring and troubleshooting, consider setting up some basic connectivity tests that you can run remotely. Maybe a simple script that pings key internal devices and reports their status. This can help you quickly assess what's working and what isn't when you're troubleshooting remotely. The beauty of this setup is its simplicity from a management perspective. You have one Tailscale configuration to maintain, one set of firewall rules to manage, and one point of entry that can reach everything. When something goes wrong and you need emergency access, you connect to Tailscale and you're essentially on your local network. Just remember to test this setup regularly. Emergency access tools are only useful if they actually work when you need them. Periodically connect via Tailscale from an external location and verify you can reach the devices and services you might need to troubleshoot. So to summarize Daniel's questions, yes, run Tailscale primarily on your OpenSense box rather than distributing it across internal devices. Configure it as a subnet router to advertise your internal networks. You probably don't need exit node functionality unless you have specific requirements for it. And make sure to configure DNS properly so you can resolve local hostnames. This approach gives you reliable, centralized emergency access to your entire network through a single, well-managed entry point. It's exactly what you want when other access methods fail and you need to get in there and fix things. That wraps up today's episode of Just Ask AI. If you have questions about networking, AI, or technology in general, send them my way. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry reminding you to always have a backup plan for your backup plan.